sometimes the best design is the simplest. When large numbers of people are driven from their homes, simple plastic sheeting can provide quick emergency shelter. Bernard Kerblat is chief of the Emergency Preparedness and Response Section for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. He says that refugees themselves were responsible for what has become a standard relief item.
We're back in Thailand in the late 70s during the Indochina tragedy, when masses of Cambodians, Laotians, and Vietnamese were coming out from the country to seek asylum. We observed that they were spontaneously using small pieces of plastic sheetings that refugees could acquire on local markets. That's where the idea was born. The idea is basic protection against the elements for human beings in a very precarious situation. We also discovered that the resourcefulness of refugees almost knew no limits. They also knew how to use plastic sheetings to collect rainwaters. We also discovered very quickly that a piece of plastic sheetings with two pieces of bamboo poles can be used to make a stretcher. We could use also plastic sheetings to wrap up bodies and to help people, communities, to offer a decent burial to their beloved one. We maintain central emergency stockpiles, primarily in Copenhagen, and another one of smaller size in Dubai, in the Gulf, to meet the needs of 500,000 refugees. These supplies are usually airlifted. That goes along with the principles of the deployment of emergency team for which I'm responsible, who are scheduled to respond to any emergency call within a 72-hour period.